Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is daf Samach Aleph. We're holding on daf Samach Amud Beit, and we're at the first of the wider lines at the bottom. So what we've been osek in is remarkably, just as much as in the beginning of the Masechet, we found that the Isurim that are Nogea Pesach, in terms of Achila and Hanoah, are actually models for universal understanding of the dinim of various Yisuri Achila and Yisuri Hanoah, the relationship between them, the way that the posik is mechayev, the interrelationship of Yisuri Hanoah and Achila, the dinim of Tal Roiva, so the question of Etim Tarifla, these are all universal questions. Take their models from Psachim and begin from Psachim. Now that we've started in this parakat in the Inyanim of Kachim, it turns out that what appeared to be just a simple question of timing of the Tamid. And that became a little bit of a tangential issue about whether you can also bring a korban, a mechusar kippurim, to be metayer yourself in terms of the achilas ha-pesach, which then turned into a machlokas about whether you could do that for other korbanos as well that you were shayach to the achila of, became an overall interrelationship of the dinim of the machshavais of the four avodas of Shechita and Kabbalah and Halacha and Zrika, and the interrelationship between those avodas when it comes to Pesachim and when it comes to other korbanos. What's even more remarkable is that the two aspects of Achila and Kachim are here interrelated in the only place in the Torah, which is that the din of the particular korban that's called the korban Pesach is actually defined by the halachas of those who are going to eat the korban Pesach, which normally is irrelevant to a korban. So because of that, we can have a whole new type of machshava that doesn't appear by any of the other korbanas, which is a shechita al menas, that somebody who is not an oichla, who doesn't have the ability to eat or doesn't have the right to eat, should be eating from it, which in no other carbon is relevant, and only in a carbon Pesach is relevant. And what's more, the interrelationship of Pesach to the general vision of the nature of korbanos is so profound that it's the only way in the whole Torah that shelo lishmo becomes the way that the carbon is kosher, which is unbelievable. And that's because we view the uniqueness of the carbon in terms of Pesach as being a specific application of the universal din of korbanos, which is shlomim. That is a profound interrelationship that speaks volumes about the way that psachim in general is a universal model. That's where we were up to yesterday. We were talking about the dinim of the interrelationship of the different avodas and being mechashev mi avoda le avoda, and being mechashev within one avoda in two different ways. And that was a machlokas, that's a general machlokas, which is not unique to Pesachim, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, about the question of whether Besofa Dvarav Adam Nitvas as well, or whether only Betchilas Dvarav Adam Nitvas. And we're getting today, after having questioned yesterday about what the relationship would be of a machsheves mixture of Lishma v'shalo Lishma on Pesach Shalo Bismano, and whether the Machsheves Lishmo would pasul even the mixas, we get today to an extension of the questions about Pesachim. And what is that? That relates to the issue of Machsheves Shelo LeBaalim. Now again, normally for other korbanos, a Machsheva to bring a korban for someone else does not pasul the korban, but what it does do, this except for korban Chatas, remember, Chatas is similar to Pesachim in this way, that the din of shelo lishmo, first of all, will pasul a chatas, just like it's pesachu, it's chatasi, and also a machshava shelo lishem balim will actually pasul the chatas the way it pasuls a pesach. For other korbanos, all we have is the din shelo alula balim lishem chuva, and the owner will have to bring that korban again. So now the question is, does the machshava shelo lishem balav, when it comes to the Pesach B'Shar Yomot Hashana, does it have the same halacha as the Shinui Kodesh? And that's our question, Iboilu, today on the first of the large lines on Samech Omid Beis. Iboilu. פסח ששחטו בשאר ימות השנה בשינוי בעלים. מהו? Is the din of שינוי בעלים the equivalent of שינוי קדש? And therefore the Pesach b'shar yomot ha'shana would suddenly become Kodesh because it's considered to be the equivalent of Shelo L'shei Pesach and would become therefore a kosher shlamim, or not? So therefore, we want to know, is shinui ba'alim kishinui kodesh dame, umach shele, or lo? Now you understand the implications of this question. Because the pashtus is that the reason that Shinui Kodesh helps us when it comes to the Korban Pesach B'Shar Yemot HaShana is because, yes, that is what takes the Korban away from its status of Pesach and makes it into the Shlamim, because I'm bringing it for the Shlamim. What possible connection does that have to the Shinui Baalim? I mean, the Shinui Baalim could be the same guy had made a neder to bring a Korban Shlamim also. So, I mean, why in the world, if I change it to some other owner, does that, for some reason, turn it into a shlamim? In other words, what we're asking is it the akira of the Shem Pesach and the twisting in the mind of the sheichet of this korban to be a shlamim in the act of its shechita? Is that the reason that it becomes a shlamim? Or is the reason that it becomes a shlamim a new halacha, which is that the Torah gave us a din that as long as I'm not bringing it as a Pesach that would be kosher, then B'Shar Yomos HaShana, it's a Shlomi, which has nothing to do with my Machshava to make it into a Shlomi. That's a very profound issue. And therefore, we leave that question now and seek an answer. Omer of Pa, oh, I must tell you, by the way, that when we talk about a Shinui Baalim, it's very different in how it works than a Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh is that the Aveda that I'm doing right now is being done as if it were a different korban. So I'm doing the actual Kabbalas Hadam with the thought that the dam that I'm being mekabel is the dam of a Shlomim, not the dam of a Pesach. When it comes to Shinui Baalim, there's no such idea, simply because the Shechita is not relevant to the Baalim, because the korban's effect on the Baalim is neither the Shechita, nor the Kabbalah, nor the Holacha. The only thing that affects the Baalim is that we should be Zorek, the Dam, for this person to get the Ritzui or the Kapora of this carbon. Isn't that true? It doesn't do anybody any good to Shech the carbon for him, or to be Makabal the Dam of a carbon for him. The only moment that it becomes meaningful that there's a Baalim is in terms of the Zerika. Now, that would mean that even though we do have a ribui, that all arba aveda is pasal when it comes to Shinui Baalim, the way that they pasal is only by thinking about what you will be doing for the Zrika. So in other words, the concept that the Gemara Tzvachim points this out, that the concept of mechashvim mi'avoda la'avoda, that we consider to be a strange and off of the normal path, machshava, when it comes to shelo lishmo, is actually the fundamental way that Shinui Baalim works. Because when I have a machshava in the shechita as a Shinui Baalim, what am I thinking? That I'm doing the shechita in honor of so-and-so? I'm doing a shechita that so-and-so should get a kapor from the shechita? No. I'm thinking that I'm doing the shechita in order that the zrikas hadam of the korban should be the kapora for so-and-so, which means that any aveda that I'm doing, whether it's shechita or kabbalah or holacha or zrika itself, is always meaningful as a shelo l'shem baalav in terms of the zrika. So that's a very profound difference between the concept of shelo l'shem baalav and shelo l'shem korban. Okay, so now, Taina's Rav Papa. Well, I suggested to Rava, Amrita l'shmaitza kameda Rava, it appeared to me, why not? If Hoyo v'shinui kodesh is a ability to be posel the carbon at the correct time, and it is no different than shinui baalim, which can posel the carbon at the correct time, so then the inverse is also true. Just like shinui kodesh, which is posel at the correct time, is the very thing that's makshir the carbon at the incorrect time, then av shinui baalim, which posel lo bizmano, is makshiro shelo bizmano. This word la'acher zmano, by the way, is quite confusing, and it ain't necessarily so. Because la'acher zmano, there are all kinds of other issues that we need to take into consideration. Namely, is this Pesach now stam, oimed to be brought as a Pesach sheni? Does it require akira? Do we say, since it's no longer oimed for next Pesach, because it'll be too old by next Pesach, so then it's not stam oimed le Pesach? So it's something that, for no reason, complicates things. Best, therefore, to assume that the correct girsa is shelo bizmano. Anyway, that was my suggestion to Rava, says Rav Papa. Rava told me he does not agree. Because lo imamarta b'shinui kodesh, she came psulo begufo. First of all, shinui kodesh is a thought about the nature of the korban per se, not about for whom the korban shall be effective. And it seems clear to me, says Rava, that something that affects the status of the korban itself is certainly going to be more effective in passeling the korban or in machshering the korban shelo bizmano than something that's just affecting who the korban is for. And you're saying that they're exactly the same. They're not. Furthermore, yeshno be'arba avodot. What's more, is that shinui kodesh applies to either the shechita or the kabbalah or the holocha or the zrika, correct? Masha'in kein, when we're talking about the idea of shalo l'shem ba'alav, it's not true, because shalo l'shem ba'alav is effective through the impact of any other aveda only vis-a-vis the zrika. Furthermore, yeshno li'achar misa. Let's say a guy dies, and he leaves over a korban. So then the son, because there's a considered to be shibuta d'oraisa, and he already owes this as a korban, the son brings that korban. And if he shechs it, a normal korban, then that would still be a psul. He would have to bring another one. It would still be a psul, even le'achar misa, if it's a different korban. But not if it's a different owner, because a different owner, the owner is no longer alive. Furthermore, yeshno betzibur could be yachid. When it comes to a korban tzibur, can you change the owner? There's only a tzibur. It's the korban of all of Yisrael. And if you try to change it for a different tzibur, namely a non-Jewish tzibur, it wouldn't have any impact. Because in order to be a real shinui shem balim, it has to be a shinui shem to an individual who could be chai of this korban. Therefore, if you did it for goyim, it wouldn't be called a shinui shem. So there would be no way to do a shinui shem, but you could certainly do a shinui kodesh on something that's a korban tzibur. Masha'in came when it comes to shinui balim. There, you're not dealing with the actual definition of the body of the korban. And furthermore, you can't do this in all four avodos. You can only do it in zrika or in the other avodas for the purpose of zrika for this other individual, right? And furthermore, eino le'achar mita. So there's no way to change the owner if the owner isn't alive. And eino b'tzibur k'biyachid. There is no way to change a tzibur. There's only a way to change an individual. Now, I admit that two out of the four arguments that I just brought you are not 100% persuasive, okay? I'll explain why. But two out of the four are persuasive, says Rava, and there should be a big difference between jumping to a conclusion from a shinui kodesh to a shinui bialim. So even though two of them are lav dafka, why are they lav dafka? Because, look, I know what you could tell me. You could tell me, oh, come off it, shinui balim. I mean, ultimately, shinui balim doesn't change anything in the etzim korban. Why? The real reason why is not because of what I'm thinking of. It's because I'm only thinking of. I'm having to change the actual korban by thinking about it. All I'm doing is I'm changing the relationship of the korban to consciousness, right? So, I mean, what you could call that in the goof of the korban? Consciousness is not the goof of the korban. So if that's the case, the same thing is true about shinui kodesh. I mean, I'm thinking about the goof of the carbon. Do you have a right to say that thinking about the goof of the carbon is the equivalent of a change in the goof of the carbon? I don't think so. So, all right. So let's scratch that objection. Okay. Okay. So that leaves three other objections. Now, there's one other thing that you could tell me is not really all that meaningful. Namely, the two. You can't change the name of the owner after death. Well, the thing is that not everybody agrees to that. Because what about, according to Rav Pinchas Breda Reb Ami, that he holds that there is such a thing as a shinui bialim after the owner's death, and that basically what happens is that the guy becomes, whoever's going to bring the carbon, whoever's the yoresh, he becomes the new owner. And therefore, if I bring it for someone else, then he's going to need to bring another carbon for the carbon that he was yoresh. Again, because of Shibuta Dioraisa. So that point you might also have to scratch if you hold of Rav Pinchas Shita, okay? But certainly two out of the 4 points that I made are definitely, I think, says Rava, very powerful points. And you can't compare a Shinoi Baalim to a Shinoi Kodesh. That's what I would say. So, fine. Tarte mia dafkaninu. Ela amar Rava. Therefore, I disagree with you, says Rava to Rav Papa. And I say that a Pesach that you shechted b'shar yamot hashana b'shinoi Baalim is no different. It's Kamisha Ein Lo Baalim Bizmano. It's as if you shechted shelo l'shem Baalim while it was Mano, and it would be puzzle. That is Rashi's simplified explanation. Tosis' explanation seems to be more realistic in terms of the Gemara. However, we will follow simplicity at this point. Okay. And now it's time for our Capitan. Thank you, Capitan. However, I want to appoint the Rebbe, whose musical expertise may be extremely applicable to the variations in the introduction of the Mishnayos, and may point to some subtle interaction between the consciousness of the Capitan at the particular point and its manifestation in the world of music and sound that has implications for how to understand the Mishnah. So if the Rebbe would take responsibility for pointing out when we're talking about a C flat or a D minor and so on at particular points, I think it might be useful. I must say, Rebbes also keep a stack of mashke that might help the problem. There we go. All right. Thank you, Capitan. So, continuing on for some of the other types of psulim that appear only when it comes to the Korban Pesach, is how about if you do the Shechita, and at the time of the Shechita, you're thinking that people that are not shaykh to being eating the Korban because they're too old or they're ill and they don't have a physical capacity to eat, or you're shechting it for people who are not registered, or you're shechting it for people who are arelim or are timeim. In all of these cases, you have a new psul that appears only by a Korban Pesach, and this appears at the time of the Shechita, because as the Torah says, tochosu al haseh, and tochosu al haseh is a lashon of kos. We'll see there's other alternative psukim because it follows immediately afterwards with the din of Shechita, but in any event, the halacha is that a Korban Pesach is possible. Now, how about if there was both intentions? Le'ochlav v'shalo le'ochlav, limnuyav v'shalo limnuyav, limulim vila arelim, litveim vila torim. In all of these cases, it would be kosher, because as long as you have miktsas, as we pointed out yesterday, if you have a miktsas of people that are capable of eating your Korban Pesach, then that shechita would be kosher, because you would have needed to be doing that shechita for the ones who are in fact registered and capable of eating the Korban Pesach. So I don't need for everybody to be roi. How about if I shechted the Korban Pesach kodem chatzot? So this is before the Bein Arbaim. It would be possible. Mishum shenemar Bein Arbaim. But how about the interrelationship between Yukdam Davar Shenemar Bo, the only Bein Arbaim, to the Korban Pesach about which it's Nemar Be'erev and Bein Arbaim? Is that Ma'akev, or is that a mitzvah in the Seder Hayom? There, says the Gemara, it's not Ma'akev. And if you shechted it after Chatzos, but before the Tamid, it's kosher. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be Zorek the Dam before the Tamid, because all of the Avodas HaTamid are supposed to be Yukdam to the Korban Pesach, which is both Be'erev and Bein Arbaim. So what would you do in that case? Ubelvach Yehe Acher Mimareis Bidamo. We need to ask a Kohen to please, could you take over and just keep stirring this blood while I take care of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim before I'm Zorek this Dam? We can't let the dam congeal, obviously, so we need to continue to stir it. And then I'll be Zorek the dam atamid, and only then will I go ahead and be Zorek. However, even that would be kosher. In other words, if I didn't do it that way and I actually brought the entire Korban Pesach, inclusive of the Zrika before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, even that would be kosher. Because the Bein Arbaim and Be'erev, I definitely am being Mekayim, on one level, even though, in terms of the lechatchila of Yugdam, I wasn't mekayim that mitzvah. Tana Rabbana, when you say you shecht the korban shalola ochlav, what do you mean? I mean for somebody who's sick or somebody who's too old. And when you say shalolim nuyav, what exactly do you mean? Well, we have a list of people that were all registered and put in their money to buy this korban, and I shechted for the shame of a different group of people. How do I know that these things will be usher? Tana Rabbana. So, as it says in the pasuk, b'michsat, michsat nefashot. What exactly does michsat mean? Cover it, right? And that means the number of people who are on it. Now that teaches us that you have to shecht that Pesach, and ein Pesach nishchat ela liminuyav. You might think, okay, fine, I understand that's the right way to do it, but it's only lechatchila. So yocho shechato shalonim nuyav, it would be the equivalent of not doing things right. You were over on the mitzvah, but it doesn't mean that it's posel. Where does it say that the korban is posel? So yeko over on mitzvah, the same way that if you shechted it before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. It's not the right thing to do, but it doesn't affect the korban itself, does it? Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Torah repeats, Tochosu al haseh, b'michsat tochosu. Now that sounds rather repetitive, doesn't it? B'michsat tochosu? But that's the point. The rule is that when it comes to kachim, in order for something to be ma'akev, and not only to be a lechatchila, the Torah will repeat it. And that is called shana alava katuv la'akev. The Torah repeats it to make it clear to you that it's definitive. The reason for this is because remember that the nature of kachim is the way to do aveda, whereas the nature of the other mitzvahs of the Torah are just the absolute definitions. This is the way it is. When it comes to doing Aveda, there is the idea of, this is what I like, and you can do it for me. So how do I know when we're talking about, this is what I like, and you can do it for me? So when it's your wife who does that, you know very well. If you do it any other way, you're finished. And then there's the things, oh, thank you, dear. I really appreciate it when you add that extra cookie with my coffee, right? So when it comes to kachim, how do we detect that difference? So we detect that difference with a repetition, which is sometimes the way we detect the definition with our wives too. But so if it's repeated, we know that this is now, this defines coffee for me. This is not coffee. You call this junk coffee? You might even get it sprayed in your face. So, okay. This, therefore, defines a Korban Pesach for me. And if it is not b'michsat tochosu, then it's going to be posel even b'diavat. So, akatuv shana alav la'akev. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, look, that the word tochosu is loshen sursihu. as Rashi says, this is what the academics call Syriac language. He actually says that. So this is Lashon Sur Sihu. This is a type of Aramaic expression. And the word kos would mean, ki adam shomer l'chaver. It's like a guy who says to his friend, kos li tla zeh, will you please shecht this animal for me? So therefore, the idea of the word kos is that the concept of kos, which is actually the way that the Targum Yonason has it, that it really is the word for shechita. So you have to do the shechita at the time with this concept in mind. I'm doing it for you. Okay, that shelo leminuyav. I understand, because the word tochosu means to cover. But where do we know that it has to be capable, that individual who is registered needs to be capable of eating a kezias? Where does it say that? Or makra ish lefi ochlo tochosu alasa. Doesn't just say tochosu. It says an individual who can eat tochosu alasa, which means itakash ochlin leminuyim. And that means just as it's ma'akev, that it should be for a manui, it's also ma'akev that it should be for an ish lefi ochlo. So that too follows. Now, we have the case over here, if you shechted it lemulin, I want to know what would be the din. If you shecht, the shechita itself is for all the right people. But I have in mind that there are other individuals who are not mulim, and they are arelim. And I feel very bad for them, because we're talking about arelim over here who would have very much liked to be able to bring a Korban Pesach. The only reason that they're arelim is because they have a sibling who died from Mila, and therefore we found out that they have problems in clotting, so they were unable to be mulim. So I feel really bad. So I figure, okay, you know what? They can't be the ones that I shecht for, but what I would like to do is I want them to have the schus of bringing a carbon, so I shecht it only for people who are nimol, and I have in mind that also there were these poor other guys that weren't able to participate in the actual bringing of the Korban Pesach. I'm going to be doing the other things with them in mind. I want them to have a kapora with the Zrikas Hadam for people who are Arelim. What would be the din over there? So Rav Chista says, well, it would be pasul. Rabba says it would be kosher. Rav Chista says, look, the reason it's pasul is because I do have a machsheves arelim bezrika, and you can pasul at the time that you do the zrika if you are thinking about the wrong kind of individuals to be mechaper. The loshel mechaper, as we explained yesterday, is a general sense of ritzui and getting the schus of the korban for arelim. Rabba says, no, I don't believe that Zerika makes any difference at that point for Arelim, and I'll prove it to you, Amar Rabba. Mina aminala. Tetanya. Yocho yifso b'nei chabura haba imimo. You might think that if an Arel joins a chabura, so, and nobody knew that he's an Arel, and he goes ahead, and he joins up. This is an Arel, Shemetu Aichav Machmat Mila. And now it turns out that we shechted the Korban Pesach on someone who is not Nimo. So you might think, it says in the Braita, that he would pass all of the B'nai Chabura. Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, Dinu, listen, let me ask you something. Orla is a psul, in the sense that if I brought the Korban Pesach only for Arelim, it would be pasul, right? And Tuma is also a psul. If I bring a Korban Pesach only for people who are Tmeim, so then it would be pasul. But just like by Tuma, we do not assume, the Gemara is going to ask later, why are you so sure about the Tuma and not about the Arelis? This is something we're going to discuss tomorrow. But just like when it comes to Tuma, you cannot say that just because one guy is Tomei, therefore the whole Chabura loses out on their Korban Pesach. We do not make Miktsas Tuma Kekol Tuma. So too, Orla, which has the same impact, Af Orla Lo Asaba Miktsas Orla Kekol Orla. So, I mean, says the Braita, why would I think that? Oh, well, I'll tell you why. Because of Kulach L'Derachzu. There's another way of looking at this. However, Orla Poselet Uzman Posel. If you bring a Korban Pesach for Arelim, it's Posel. But if you shecht a Korban Pesach almanat to be eaten outside of the zman that it's mutter to eat. Does that pasul the entire carbon? Absolutely, because that's considered to be pigel. Obviously, pigel one kizayis pasuls with a machsheva to eat it chutz lizmano. So in the same way that zman pasuls, and zman even at one kizayis out of the whole carbon pasuls, so then one kizayis out of the whole carbon will also pasul for arelus. Ding, I just put in another nickel. Whew. Okay. So why don't we compare it, therefore, to the din of zman instead of comparing it to the din of tuma? That's why I'm raising the issue, says the Braisa. How do we look at it? Like the first way, or that we don't make mixas orla, kakula orla, or like the second way, that we will make mixas orla, kakula orla? Well, says the Braisa, let's try to figure out what you think is more reasonable. I'm offering you a chance to compare it either to zman or to compare it to tuma. What do you think is more reasonable comparing it to? Nir elami dome, okay? I say, danim davar she'eno noheg b'kol hazvachim, mi davar she'eno noheg b'kol hazvachim. But al yochiach zman she'noheg b'kol hazvachim. I mean, don't you think that if we're talking about comparing it to two possibilities, zman is universal. There's not a single kodesh that will not be nifsal with pigol by you're doing it with a kavana to eat it shalo bizmano. Ma she'ein kein. What you're talking about, the din of arelut? Did you ever hear of a din of arelut that would pasul the carbon, all carbonas? And the din of tuma, that if the person, the owner is tameh, so because of that, the carbon is not kosher? I don't understand. I can send as hey, Tomei, I can send my carbon shlomim with a shliach and say, please bring a carbon from me, for me. I'm unable to bring it myself. So even though maybe I'm not allowed to, and it's true that an oral can't eat from the carbon, but he can certainly send a carbon. So he can be the owner of the carbon. It's only a special din by carbon pesach. So why the heck would I compare it to zman, which is universal? Of course. That's a whole different can of worms. And over there, even one kizayis is enough to pasul the whole carbon. But I think it makes much more sense to say if tuma doesn't pasul the whole carbon, then neither does arla pasul the whole carbon, right? Well, that's one side of it. Maybe we should look at it like this. Let's take a look at it from another way. Let's learn something from a similar thing, namely things that never have your right to be done lechatchila. That's called hutar mechlalo. Now, if the entire tzibor is tamei, what's the din? They can go right ahead and bring a carbon pesach. What? Yes, because they're all tamei. And therefore, they bring a carbon pesach with tuma. Now, I mean, you can never get together and all be matir a shalo bizmano. If the entire tzibor are arelim, there's no din. You can go all go ahead and bring a carbon pesach. So then that means that we should not compare it. We should compare, actually, we should compare arelut to zman and not to tuma, because tuma is like this unique thing that is very, very kal, because we're allowed to be bringing the carbon lechatchila. So don't you think it makes more sense to compare arelut to zman than to tuma? So therefore, we should bring al tochiach tuma. Don't bring me a raya from tuma, which has hutra michlola, to something that is never hutra michlola. Okay, now have I sufficiently proved to you, says the Braita, that you would not know what to do if you're left to your own devices? Because you see that it's equally likely that we compare A to B as comparing A to C, and therefore, how do we know? Therefore, Talmud Lomar comes along the Torah to tell me, Zot Chukat HaPesach. Zot Chukat HaPesach means only this. What? Excuse me? What are you talking about? Where does Zot Chukat HaPesach teach me what the din of Mixas Arelus is? Boy, am I confused now. Says Rabbi, okay, let me explain to you. So now you'll see that I'm right. My Zos, what do you think Zot Chukat HaPesach has to do with anything, okay? Obviously, I mean, is it coming to tell me that Elam de Kula Orla Pasla, Mixas Lo Pasla, that from the word Zot, I learn out that only if all of my machshava is for Arela Mitzpasa. How would I know that from Zot Chukat HaPesach? I mean, I could couple the pasuk of Kol Arel Lo Yochabo, and I could say Kol Arel means all Arelim. So in other words, only if it's all Arelim. But how would I learn it from Zot Chukat HaPesach if I didn't have first a reference to the Dinim of Orla? So something is messed up with this Braita, right? Therefore, we have to put in those extra words. El Alav HaChiktani. Must be that the Braita left out some words. It was Chisurim Echasra. And we should insert the following words. Talmud Lomar, V'chol Arelo Yochabo. Kula arla pasla, miksasa lo pasla. Now, continues the price again, we're putting in all these words. V'chite mu'adin lezrika, you might think that that would be true not only l'gabishchita, but even when it comes to zrika, kula arla mia pasla, that there is at least a concept of arla for zrika, like you're saying, which I say does not exist. I'm telling you that's the point that is being made with this Zot Chukat. Only that which I defined for you, which was what? The din of Orla in Shechita. There is where it's a din of Orla. But when it comes to Zrika, even Kol Arel wouldn't apply. Even if everyone is an Orel. Talmud Lomar Zot. Only when it comes to Shechita, there, if the entire Shechita is for Arelim, it passes. But when it comes to Zrika, even if it's for entirely for Arelim, it's not going to be possible at all. And if you ask me, what is there that you feel signifies this important difference between Zrika and Shechita? I mean, why would Zrika be less chomor than Shechita, that you have a right to say Zot means this as opposed to Zrika? I mean, it might mean other things, no? What's the kula of Zrika? V'chite my kula de Zrika? Is it the fact that Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bizrika? So then it would mean that I already know that when it comes to the din of Ochlin, we said before, only if you have a machshava of Ochlin in the actual Shechita. Why? Tochosu alase. Only tochosu alase. Only b'shar Shechita. We'll see that we need to find a miyut as well. But let's just assume right now that it's because we don't know anything but tochosu. So basically, if the Torah already distinguishes between Shechita and Zrika in terms of the din of Ochlin, it makes sense that if the Torah is saying Zoschukasa Torah and do not extend it any further, that it would stick to the same general pattern. Shechita is where it makes a difference. Zrika is not where it makes a difference. Yeah, so that makes sense. So therefore, says Rava, I say the Braita can only be explained as I just explained it. Otherwise, Zot Chukat, what is ridiculous? And what's Rav Chisda going to say about that? Rav Chisda says just the opposite. You see, your prejudice has led you to taking the Braita completely wrong, okay? Oh, I agree with you that, of course, Zot Chukat HaTorah, Zot Chukat HaPesach could not possibly mean what it says. There's got to be another meaning. And I agree with you that the other meaning comes from the Pasuk Kol Arel. There's only one minor difference. Does Kol Arel mean only if it's all Arelim? Or does Kol Arel mean even if it's a tiny bit of Arelim? How about when we say V'hurachum yechaper avon v'lo yashchid v'lo yair kol chamato? Does that mean may God not attack us with all of his anger? Does it mean please not any anger at all? Right? So obviously, it means kol. We're certainly not telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, don't let it all out on us. You know, just destroy 99%. That's crazy. So kol, therefore, can certainly mean a tiny bit. So then Kol Arel Lo Yochabo would mean, even if there's one Arel, forget it, he destroys the whole Chabura. That's what it's coming to tell me. So here's the way to read it, okay? Taking all of your assumptions except the wrong one. Talmud Lomar, V'chol Arel. Only Kula Arel is passeling. Miktsas would not passel. Oh, but when it comes to Zrika, Afilu Miktsasa Nami passel. Maybe for Zrika, we should say any tiny bit would passel, and the only limitation we would have would be the fact that it's not everybody. So v'chi tema, that hu adin lezrika, years out to understand the meaning of zot chukat ha-pesach. You might think, no, wait a minute. I mean, the same thing would be true about the din of zrika, that unless everybody's in oil, it's not possible. No, Talmud lomar zot. Zot means only shchita miktsasa lo pasla. But zrika, even a little bit, would pasla. And now I would say, okay, why do you think that zrika is more chomor? I'll tell you why. Because the din is that a korban does not become pasla as pigol until you complete the zrika. That's why. And if there is, this is called, the general rule is, kehartzaat kasher, kachartzaat pasul. A korban that is done for pigol has to be done 100% kosher for pigol. It can't involve any other psul. So let's say if you had a psul of shelo b'mekomo, or you had a psul of shelo l'shem balim, or whatever, it would not become pigol because you didn't do the zrika correctly l'shem pigol so that the entire avodah was finished. Until it's finished with the correct zrika, which itself is either l'shem pigol or at least not l'shem anything else. So then that means that zrika is the most important thing. Wait a second, says Ravashi. What makes you think that you, both of you are wrong? How does v'chol orel mean all orel? Maybe it means a little tiny bitsy bits of orel. So v'chol orel mashma koldu orel, the slightest amount of orelus would passel. And that's why we need zot, to tell me, no, only if it is entirely orla. Now, that would be very much the meaning of the brisa over here. You guys, if both of you are like reading into this brisa, the question of whether it applies to zrika doesn't apply. Where'd you get that from? You threw that in. The brisa was trying to explain why it is that only mixas orla won't pasul. And it's doing exactly that. It's saying, I know what you is thinking. You is thinking that since it says kol orla, it means any little bit of orla will pasul. No, Talmud lomar zot chukat ha-pesach. Only if it's entirely orla, it's going to pasul. But adi ika kulo orla, lo pasul. Whoever talked about shchita, zrika, you made that up. Lo shna b'shchita, lo shna b'zrika. And this whole point of this brisa is irrelevant to the discussion between Rava and Rav Chisda about whether it applies to zrika or not. So we're going to have to continue this discussion tomorrow and see what actually was the basis of Rav Chisda and Rava's argument as opposed to this discussion.